Well, I've noticed that quite a lot of people talk about blogging in terms of the development of their ideas, so they can use it as a space in which to develop ideas. Now, I use it a little bit for that, but the main purposes of it was always to try to create a useful archive of resources, somewhere that I could turn for materials for my research, but also for teaching, or that other people could turn to for materials for their research and teaching who are interested in culture. But also as really trying to create some sort of a public face to the work I was doing, I suppose. So I wrote a piece with Roland Atkinson a while ago called The Ivory Tower in the City, and we're trying to think through some of the kind of debates around being public facing, I suppose. And I wanted to do something that I thought was genuinely open. I think most of the interactions that occur on there, it appears to be academic, but there is a space there in which I can communicate ideas about events or things that I've seen that is genuinely public facing. However, I don't know how that circulates to the public. It's difficult to measure that from the statistics, but at least it feels like there's a space in which you can respond to events. So for instance, recently I've responded to the Brits or something like the Brits Awards that occurred in February. So you can actually respond to events a little bit in there. So it gives you a different type of space in which to write, in which you can be responsive to what's going on in the world. But also it acts as a kind of an archive there, as a resource to use in teaching and research, and for me to use with students or with colleagues.